Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning I want to visit about the American Legion Memorial Building. Now, you've heard me talk about this before. You've heard Steve Livengood talk about this, maybe some other people. I want to try to tell you some things you maybe don't know. Although if you've been listening constantly or you've been coming to some of the programs, you may know most of this. But I'm guessing there may be something that you don't know. And at the end here, we want to talk about a program that's coming up this Sunday and invite you to that program. But before that, we want to talk about the American Legion Memorial Building, which was built in 1929. And of course, it was the armory. It served as the armory for years. So most folks still call it the armory. And that's just fine because that's the way it was used. But here's the thing that I find many people don't know is that it was built as a memorial to World War I veterans, and thus the name the American Legion Memorial Building. The space inside that's now available for rental, and I'll mention that again, is called Memorial Hall because the purpose now is to honor all veterans and their families. We're sort of emphasizing the World War I folks right now because, of course, the U.S. entered World War I in April 6th, 1917. But other things go on there, and as I say, the purpose now is to honor all veterans. Do you know that the building was purchased from the city for $1? It was given to the city by the National Guard because it was no longer being used as the armory by the National Guard. And it was a question, what shall be done with it? So it might have been pushed down. It might have been gone. But ARISE, the Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise, purchased it from the city for $1. Now, since that time, of course, many thousands of dollars have gone into the restoration, starting with the roof, and right away, that's a big cost, but so much more inside. And for folks who have not been there for a while, who have never been there, will be absolutely amazed at the changes inside. Now, if you've never been there, you don't realize what it looked like before all of the restoration. A lot of gray cement floor, moldy walls. It was not pleasant. And all of that has changed. It is now beautiful. And it's fun to have people come in and go, oh, this is beautiful. So if you haven't been there, you know, this Sunday will be a good chance, but lots of other chances for you to visit also. It is now a military museum and a military library. And there are a number of folks who are going, okay, we need an Atlantic Museum. So that's kind of in the works. Other things in the works right now, there's just a very small little kitchenette, you know, water and a fridge, very small. But the next big project will be completing a full-blown kitchen so that folks, if they want to have a family reunion, they want to have a shower, they want to have some kind of gathering. It's really more convenient to have a bit larger kitchen. And then my dream is that families, for instance, at Christmas time, when families want to get together and bake sugar cookies, there will be so much more space than you might have in your own home. Or if a group wants to bake for a bake sale, for instance, that there will be plenty of space for doing that. So lots of uses for the kitchen. The current big project that's going on is adding more climate control. Several years ago, two heat pumps were put in to get the lower level, the rental space, ready. But that was also very important to save all of the uniforms and the books and all the artifacts that are there in the museum and the library. But there's more space that needed to have climate control because there are more records and artifacts that need to have that kind of climate control for preservation. So through the Cass County Community Foundation, I just received a grant and additional heat pump is in the works. So that's currently going on. So lots of things going on there. It is open. American Legion Memorial Building, the Armory, is open every Saturday from 1 to 4. So there's a couple of things you can do. Of course, you can visit the Coca-Cola Museum. You can visit the American Legion Memorial Building. And I think there's a couple businesses that are also open on Saturday afternoon. So bring your friends, you know, come and tour. There'll be a host there that can take you around the building and show you all the things that are there. One other thing that's there, that's been there actually for a long time, is the flag room. And that is Bob Boot's project, because, you know, you see that little old mailbox out in front that's painted red, white, and blue, and folks are putting in their flags that they're no longer using. What happens to them? Well, they're given into Bob Boot's care. Some of them are ready to go away in an appropriate manner, but many of them are usable. And Bob has his room and his sewing machine and just has repaired so many flags. And we have flags that are available for a donation, and they have also been donated to many places that need a flag. So, flag room, another interesting part. I've mentioned, and I want to mention again, that the Memorial Hall, the lower level, is available for rent. So it will hold about 100 people. You can have programs there, you could have meetings there, you could have all kinds of gatherings there. I know that there are several class reunions scheduled to visit there. So lots of possibilities for use of that room. And to find out if it is available, the best way probably is to go to the website, which is atlanticarise.org, and check on rental, and you'll see there's a calendar there. You can also call Steve Livengood or to get on the calendar, but it's good to check the website. There's also Facebook, and we want to say thanks to Nick Harris, who is now taking care of Facebook, so you'll find new items there on a regular basis and find out what's going on. Well, what's going on? The program I wanted to mention is this Sunday, April 30th, beginning at 2 o'clock, and we're just so excited and pleased to have Alice Flynn giving a presentation about her father, who was a hero in World War II and one of the major battles that actually kicked off the Battle of the Bulge. And so she'll be talking about her father and that battle. And then, because she has written two books and had to do lots of research to get those books put together, and they've been recognized by associations and writers who do military-type books, say it is a very, very accurate book. And it is a battle that had a lot of written about it. So she'll be talking about that for about an hour. And then following a little donut and coffee break, she will also then tell how she did the research. So if you have a family member that you would like to know more about, especially in the service, this is not genealogy in the big picture, but more specifically, how do you get to the records, the military records that you might need? She'll be doing that at 3:30. So, great program. There's no fee, just give a donation if you'd like to do that. So then that kind of concludes the programs. We plan to do programs again on a regular basis starting in the fall, but before that, on May 20th, you all want to come to Bada Bada Bing Bang, and there's some special things going on at that time. That's May 20th all day long. Starting in the fall, the first program on September 17th will be given by Pippa White. I'm not going to go in lots of detail about that. If you've never heard of Pippa, well, you will by the time September 17th rolls around. And if you have seen a performance by Pippa White, you're going, oh, I want to be sure not to miss that. So those kinds of things are going on for programming. And I guess one other thing is sort of backing up, but something that a lot of people didn't know is that Arise sponsored a series of workshops for preserving artifacts and records and invited museums and genealogy groups from all over Southwest Iowa. There's a series of three with the help of the Museum of Danish America. So those were quite successful. So again, just want to remind you that Sunday, this Sunday, 2 o'clock, come and see us at the American Legion Memorial Building, the Armory. Until next time, here is the mission: to preserve and protect historical sites, artifacts, and documents, and to promote public knowledge of local, state, and national history.